Hello, everybody out there in Taxi Land. We're back. It's the Mike and Abe show. You've heard us before. You'll hear us again, and hopefully you'll always hear us, because we are the best show on the internet for taxi cabs.
In our opinion, and with all the respect.
Yeah. So, Mike, what's on your mind?
Well, first of all, I've been doing my little weekend taxi driving jag in Manhattan, and I got to tell you, these big, huge tour buses are running buck wild through Times Square, and they have maybe 40 or 50 people on top of the bus where they give them a little tour. They're blocking traffic, they're crossing three lanes, they're running red lights, they're double parking, and then when they finally leave, they go 3 miles an hour so the tourists can get their pictures and views from the top of the bus. This is at 6 o'clock at night. This is half an hour before the theater goes. So you have basically these huge tour buses blocking the path to the major theaters in Manhattan. So maybe 100 people can sit on a bus and take pictures. Well, I'm not blaming the tourists, but you got to do something. And this is, where's this Polly Trachtenberg? Rah! I used to work for Obama. Rah! Where's Polly Trachtenberg, the screeching traffic pirate? Who tells us everything is wonderful, she's doing a great job, and she used to work for Obama.
You got to get
the buses out of there, Polly. You got to get them out of there.
I wonder if Polly Trachtenberg drives a car.
Oh, please. She drives me crazy. I know that much. But
well,
I would guess if she doesn't drive a car or take taxis, then she's probably qualified to be the Department of Transportation Commissioner. But she did work for Obama. So if as long as you work for Obama, everything is wonderful. Ridiculous.
Uh-huh.
And now the buses are clogging Broadway and 7th Avenue in Times Square. And the Broadway shows, people can't get to the shows. My people, my passengers, can't get to the Broadway shows. They can't get to Penn Station. They can't get to the Port Authority. And there's another bus deal at the Port Authority where they have these little 15-passenger shuttles which go back and forth to New Jersey, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And the people pay like $3 a piece, so they're happy. But everybody else is miserable because these shuttles come out of the Lincoln Tunnel, go across 8th Avenue, like hang out in front of the Port Authority. We're talking like 40 or 50 of these little shuttle vans. And then you go back through the tunnel into New Jersey. These are two things they have to stop, all right? They have to control. I'm not going to say get rid of them because people have to make a living, but there's a much better way to do this. They got to tell the shuttle bus people at the Port Authority, say, listen, we got to figure something out where you can't keep blocking the tunnel and traffic by the Port Authority. And tell the bus people, say, listen, you got to get a departure time, you got to get a set time to get out of here because the shows are starting. You can't depart a huge bus in Times Square on Broadway right when people are trying to get to their shows and trying to get home. So I got to find out who is in charge or not in charge of this and who do they answer to, because they're just running buck wild. And they're destroying Times Square. And the last rant of Times Square, you have a lot of people driving around with their GoPros. Like, they have these little cameras in the cab where they take pictures and selfies, and here I am in Times Square! But they don't go to a show. They don't spend money. They don't go to a bar. They don't go to a club. They don't go to a restaurant. They come in with their car to Times Square, go real slow to take selfie pictures so they can put on their beloved Facebook or Twitter or website. And they don't spend any money. And this is just a constant mishmash in Times Square. So we got to do day one scenario on this to get all these deadbeats out of Times Square, because it's just destroying the traffic pattern and the shops. You have people can't go shopping. Where's the Chamber of Commerce about this? People can't go shopping in their little Broadway shops because they just can't get there. And they can't see the Broadway shows at times because they can't get there. So it's become just another travesty in de Blasio of New York, with Cuomo running, I don't know what he's doing, and Polly Trachtenberg, who basically is another disaster. So that's the story up here, Abe. What you got?
Well, you know, it's been a pretty quiet week in the taxi industry, from my perspective, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I know you've been out there driving, okay? So tell us about some of your experiences this week.
Well, just in general, I have to jump back to the fact that we need a fare increase. We have these, and I've identified basically the people who say we don't need a fare increase are people who don't drive yellow cabs. And the people who do say we need a fare increase are the people who drive yellow cabs. So the yellow cab drivers need more income in his/her pocket. That goes for the yellow cabs. and the green car drivers because we have the same metered rate. And we have to keep the metered rate alive because it's the best system we've had. It's worked fine for almost 80 years. It's worked great for 80 years, a metered rate affair. Mm-hmm. And you have a few fly-by-night politicians who are just complete losers, in my opinion, trying to get rid of the metered rate. And it's a travesty that they would do that because it's going to be a mess. It's going to be more surge. It's going to be unfair to everybody. And I just look over the TLC. You have a lot of nincompoops running the show there. They're just a complete nothingness. There's a void of sanity at the Taxi Commission now. They keep having all these plans and proposals. We're going to do this. And obviously, the latest one is to talk about how we're going to implement the 250 per ride. No, you're not going to implement anything. You're going to get rid of it because it's unfair competitive advantage to everybody but the yellow cab industry. You have these morons in Albany signed off on New York City yellow cabs. They want to pay $2.50 per ride starting in January 1st of 2019. So we have a couple of so-called leaders in the taxi industry who are saying, oh, no, that's not for a long time. We got plenty of time. Listen, you don't have plenty of time.
That time will be here very fast. Okay, yeah. You know, time is only measurable in what happens now as opposed to you don't feel time, you know, you just right. See it go by, okay, and if you're having a miserable time, it goes slow in your mind, mm-hmm. And if you're having a great time, it goes fast, okay, but
as the song says, time is a thief.
Yeah, well, you know, it's something that's puzzled scientists for thousands of years, okay?
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. and they, time cannot be defined, you know. They call it the fourth dimension, okay?
Right.
There are three mm-hmm. dimensions of height, length, and width, okay?
Okay.
The fourth dimension is time, okay, because it always has been and it always will be. Okay, to say that's a long time away is you're kidding yourself, because it'll right. be here, it'll be here fast enough. Okay, I've aged over 70 years. Okay, it seemed mm-hmm. pretty fast from day one when I was 22 years old and I first stepped into a New York City taxi cab to drive. Okay, I'd been right. taking cabs before that as a child. You know, with my mother, mm-hmm. okay, ever since right. I was born, all right? But mm-hmm. but those 48 years have gone by very fast. And you know something, Mike? I'm going to tell you about time. When I first started driving a taxi, I knew this job was for me, and I'm going to tell you why. Because prior to that, I was in the U.S. Army prior to that, but mm-hmm. That aside, right after high school, I became a bank teller. Okay, which I was fairly right. good at. Okay, I did that for 2 years. Okay,
right.
But the thing I noticed about that job was, if I looked at the clock and it was 1 o'clock, and I knew that the bank closed at 3, and I was going to get out of there around 4, mm-hmm. I thought to myself, "Oh my God, it's only 1 o'clock." You know,
right.
It's only 1 o'clock. I got to be here 3 more hours. Oh my God. But from the first day I got into a taxi, and 10 hours later, I thought to myself, where did the time go?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it mm-hmm. was exciting. It was exciting. I was enjoying myself. Okay.
Right.
Except for now and then you have the situations where you know you can't find a bathroom fast enough. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Right,
but I knew then that you know time was going fast while I was driving that cab, okay, and I wasn't thinking about time. I just every once in a while noticed that it went by, okay,
mm-hmm.
And you know and I thought to myself at some point, you know something, if time goes by so fast while I'm driving this taxi, then how fast will the years go? And you know something?
That's the scary part. Yeah.
I know, they went. 48 years since I first started driving a New York City taxi cab. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And here I stand today. Okay, I just turned 70. Okay? thank God I still feel young. Okay?
Feel young.
You know, when we were kids, they said the average life expectancy was 72. Okay? Mm-hmm. So, right. I don't see myself checking out in 2 more years unless if I get in some kind of an accident or something. You know, or, you know, I mean, I see myself, you know, there are people down here in Florida where I am that live well into their 90s. And you know, I got a guy that I shoot pool with. He's 98 years old. And you wouldn't believe the shots this guy makes on the pool table.
Wow. 98.
Okay. He's 98 and he plays pool every day. And you know something?
Yeah.
That's what's keeping him alive. All right.
Because,
you know, if you sit down and tell yourself and do nothing, you know, you'll get eaten up. All right. So he goes out every day and he shoots pool. Okay. But, you know, the point I'm making is time goes by fast in a taxi cab. Okay. Mm-hmm. And believe me, January 1st isn't far enough away. All right.
Right.
So something has to be done.
Jumping back to that. Yeah.
Yeah. So something has to be done about this 250. You know, I watched Carolyn, our star reporter, sent me a video. It's on YouTube, and I'm going to put it on NYC Taxi News. I didn't get a chance yet today. Bijou Matthew. He's the executive director of the Taxi.
Oh, Bijou Matthew. Yeah.
He was on this TV show called Eldridge and Company. Okay, with the woman. I didn't quite get her name. Okay, and I'm going to put it up on the website. And he was talking about the 250 surcharge, right?
Right.
And he said that it makes absolutely no sense. Okay,
yep.
And the you know something, the Taxi Workers Alliance at times were a thorn in taxi owners' sides. You know,
right.
But you know something, they're doing more than anybody else. I think, you know, to fight.
Well, at this stage, they're doing something. At least they're doing something. You know.
No, but I like what they're doing now. Okay, they're fighting for everybody. They're not just fighting for the drivers, okay, which is mainly what they were created for, okay, but they're fighting for everyone in the business. Anybody who drives a vehicle for hire, anyone who drives a vehicle in a yellow cab, all medallion owners that have been ripped the hell off, okay,
yes,
by Uber and the like, okay,
right.
And I'm giving them credit now like I never gave them before. Okay?
Oh.
The Taxi Workers Alliance. Okay?
Oh, yeah, okay.
For what they're doing. And Beta V, and she's doing a great job. Okay? And and there will be a demonstration on the 29th sponsored by, promoted, I should say, by the Taxi Workers Alliance in front of City Hall. And everyone should go there. Everyone should go there. Okay.
Right. On the 29th, or 29th of May, and this is on a Tuesday.
Yeah. I forget what time it was. I have it on the website. Let me bring it up. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a second. And you can go to the website, NYC Taxi News, and on the left hand side, you'll see Rally for City Council, and you click there, and her PDF, the Taxi Workers Alliance PDF comes up. Tuesday, May 29th at 1 p.m. Right outside City Hall, Broadway and Murray Street. Everybody knows where it is, okay?
Well, I think it's a great. Let me just jump in here and say one thing I noticed about. And Beta V's been doing this for a while. I mean, obviously, I'll say the obligatory. We haven't seen eye to eye on everything, but the one thing I noticed about her lately, when she was testifying in front of the City Council, she has the presence or the she looks to me like she's genuinely upset. And that I read into thinking that she was talking to people, she was meeting with people, there were possibly some headway being made, and all of a sudden, it reeks of a double cross. Like, apparently they had agreement, they were doing this, they were doing this. All of a sudden, at the last minute, no, we can't do this. So, the way she was testifying in front of the City Council seems to me like they were making some progress, and all of a sudden, the last minute, the rug got pulled out. So, she's not the one to do that with. She's very political, and she's a deal is a deal kind of person. So I think they may have had some progress talking about this whole mess with Uber and Lyft and yellow cabs and green cabs with the taxi division. And it seems to me like, she wasn't too happy, as if she was basically saying, you told us you were going to do this, now you're doing that. So that might be where the demonstration comes in, because you can't do that with political organizations. You tell people you're going to do something, you got to at least stick within the framework of the negotiations. And I'll tell you another thing is, I really have a problem, again, with some of the leadership saying, like you said, with the time scenario. You know, like, oh, well, January 1st, it's a while away. No, it's not a while away, because it keeps solidifying within the base of the budget, okay? And keep people, if they don't hear noise, they're going to think it's okay with us. So we have to start being proactive to say, you have to get rid of that thing. First of all, I see there's this plan in the, to help the poor. All of a sudden, out of the blue, it's like, we're going to help. Everything is help the poor. We are the poor. We're the working poor. Let's start helping the cab driver. And they start talking about the MDA MetroCard is going to be reduced so that the poor can take the subways, and the project should cost about $290 million. It's like, well, isn't that something? I just heard Loda saying the alleged taxi revenue from $250 a ride surcharge coming in from cabs is going to be $400 million. Then in the next break, they're talking about giving cheap MetroCards to the poor, whoever they are. And you say, okay, well, there goes the $400 million that the cab drivers are kicking in. And if they really want to get the $400 million that they want cab drivers to kick in, what they might want to do is fill up their city buses and get rid of the $3 group rides with Uber and Lyft and Via, just sucking revenue away from the MTA and clogging traffic on top of that. So we have a lot of weird stuff, and in a way, I don't want to say I blame us, but I blame the people who have been front and center for not being proactive and letting the public know how screwed up this is. And one little caveat with the $250 per trip. It reeks. First of all, it's going to be 50 cents plus an additional $250 per trip.
So it's going to be, Mike, it's going to be $3 for the MTA. It's not going to be $250.
Right.
It's going to be $3 because it's already 50 cents. So they're going to add another $250. So it's going to be,
right.
It's going to be, if there's no fare increase, let's say that, okay? It's going to be $350 plus $250 is, $6, right?
Right.
Right, 6 plus 80 cents, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm sorry, plus 30 cents, right?
Right.
For the tip. So it's going to be $6.30 just to close the door for the taxi, and the taxi driver, well he gets the part of the 250, but the taxi driver gets none of the $3, so $3.30. Okay?
Right. I think a good
ride.
Lawsuit would be...
Okay.
Yeah, right. A good lawsuit would be, listen, we have just finished shoveling it. We've already been shoveling in 50 cents a trip. Now you want an additional 250 a trip. We have to see, as a taxi business, where this money is going. All right? We have to see where exactly is this money going. And so we want to see the MTA books. All right? We want to have the right to access the MTA financial records. Period.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You want money from us? Fine. We're running a business. You're asking us for money. We want to see where this money is going. And if that involves them opening up their books for the first time ever to someone, I'm sure it will be an eye-opener, because we are not supposed to be paying for the buses and subways, okay? They have other sources of revenues. And one of the ways we screwed up was not making a lot of noise. And it goes with a while back, they had all these lawsuits. Remember I was telling you last week, I said one of the problems I have with some of these so-called lawsuits that were in the courts, they had some of the people saying, oh, you can't talk about the case. You can't talk about the case. What do you mean I can't talk about the case? We're suing people in federal court on behalf of the taxi drivers and taxi owners. We're in front of a judge. We have to talk about the case. You have to let people know what we're in federal court for, because maybe we're going in the right direction, maybe we're going in the wrong direction. But I kept hearing this, you can't talk about the case. Did the judge say you can't talk about the case? If it's a judicial thing where the judge is mandating you can't talk about the case, that's one thing. But if it's some legal strategy where we can't talk about the case, no, I want to talk about the case. I got a big mouth. I want to talk about everything. So I think there was a big problem with that strategy. And now the judge just keeps saying, okay, well, we're not going to find it in your favor. Goodbye. And let's put it this way. Right now we got nothing. Anything would be better than nothing. And I'm guessing if we would have talked about the case versus not talked about the case in federal court, we still would have got nothing. At least we would have talked about the case. I mean, this is crazy. So what is your view about all this? And doesn't it look a little suspicious, Abe, when people say don't talk about something? I mean, just
well,
from Brooklyn,
you know, I mean, you could talk about the case. It's, you know, they do it in the court, so what's the difference? You know, I mean, people talk about it's public knowledge, you know, what's going on inside the courts. It's just crazy. It's just crazy, you know, that, you know, and Beta V is pushing for a fare increase here at this rally, you know. 260 for the drop, that would only raise it another 10 cents, okay? But 325, right? 325 per mile, which is now 250, that's a nice little raise for the drivers, okay? Look, they should lower the drop, okay, and pump up the mileage charge, so at least when people get into the taxi, it's not a lot of money to close the door, okay? Right. I mean, that's discouraging right in itself. I could just see people getting into the cab and all of a sudden, you know, you turn on the meter and bingo, $6.50.
Oh my God.
You haven't even stepped on the gas pedal yet.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, in the meter face of cabs, the surcharge money is separate from the initial drop. So you have $2.50 front and center, then you have like a little 80 on the lower left of my meter and a couple of meters. People don't know what that is. And then it adds up at the end. I can't tell you how many times cabbies have probably gotten screwed out of that 80 cents per trip because people don't know what it is.
Here's what should happen. There should be a very small drop figure, okay?
Right.
And then the mileage figure should be increased to the point where they can incorporate all of these surcharges, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, And it should be clear to the people that part of the mileage charge is going to the MTA, is going to the TIF fund, okay?
Yeah.
And
they want to keep it a secret. It's like they want to keep it a secret about these MTA surcharges.
Look, let me just say this: $2.50 a mile. You know, we're in the dark ages in New York. Okay, $2.50 a mile is one of the lowest rates in the country. Now for taxi cabs, I see taxi cabs here where I am, where it's almost $4 a mile.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Okay. I mean, you know, the economy grows, but the taxi business is kept down. Okay.
Well, I'm just curious. They have these people. Who are they protecting? Because I mean, to me, I'm looking in the New York Times. You got condominiums going for $8 million. You got rents going for $4,000. If the cabbie gets another $20 a day or $30 a day, why is this such a big deal? I mean, I remember when the MTA went on strike, when the workers for the MTA went on strike. I'm not a big MTA, flag waver. But when their workers went on strike, they had this big thing about, we're not going to raise the fare. We don't want to raise the fare. It turns out they could have given their workers everything they wanted without a strike for an additional $1.76 a month to every steady rider. And they made such a big deal about keeping costs down like propaganda so we would be steered away from asking them why they're pissing away money on signals that don't work in the trains and tracks and rats and everything else. So they used that as just a propaganda campaign against the union, for the Transit Workers Union. But the strike could have been avoided with the Transit Workers Union back in the day for $1.76 per month per rider. I would have gladly paid them. I'll tell you right now, I take the subway from time to time, unfortunately. I would gladly pay another 50 cents a ride on the subway or bus if there were no rats, no crackhead homeless people screaming and pushing people onto the tracks, and the subway didn't stink, and I could see a cop at least once every week on the subway trying to help us out. All I see in the subways now, you get you get token booth clerks. They haven't sold tokens in 20 years. You got a token booth clerk sitting in a booth reading a newspaper. I would rather put a cop in that booth as a first thing. And if it costs me 50 cents a trip, big deal. And they're getting ripped off with this MetroCard. You know, that's another thing. The MetroCard, you pay $32 a week, which is a joke, or 37, I forget. Let's say 35. Pay $35 a week for a MetroCard. You have people who are dogging it to death, using it with their friends and using it 50 or 60 times a week, the same card, they're paying 60 cents a ride. And A, back in 1996, when we had the physical hard token that we put into the turnstiles, that token was $1.50 per ride, and the MTA actually got that money. So we have a lot of problems, and the MTA has not been taken to task, have not been thrown up against the wall and be slapped and say, hey, where's all this money going, which is what they should have done years ago. And now they come shaking down the cabbies for their fare increase. So I'm glad Beto V is going to make some noise on May 29th in front of City Hall. And, oh, by the way, when's the people your little story about when you applied to get something as simple as the taxi rates put on the side of yellow and, for that fact, green cab doors? Tell them what happened again when you, you had a very simple question for the TLC. Go ahead.
Okay, well, before I do that, I just want to throw this in as part of what you were saying. And I want to give the TLC some credit for doing something right, okay? And they have raised the amount of money that wave drivers are getting from 50 cents a trip to a dollar a trip, okay?
What was that again? Go ahead.
Well, starting May 18th, effective immediately, I believe, it says the TLC is excited to announce that the Taxi Improvement Fund will now pay you $1 for each passenger trip you provide in a yellow wheelchair-accessible taxi cab. Okay?
Okay. Good.
All right. So this increase will take effect today, and that was on May 18th. Okay?
Great.
So anyone driving one of those wheelchair-accessible cabs will now get, in addition to all the, you know, all the money for the wheelchair trips that they do, you know, the money that you get for the distance you have to travel to pick up a wheelchair call, okay? Mm-hmm. In addition, this is on every trip, whether there be a wheelchair person or not, just regular trips, you will now get an extra dollar per fare.
Okay. Well, since we don't have sound effects, let me just say, like that.
Can you translate that?
Okay.
can you translate that into English? Hooray for somebody's doing something right. A dollar is better than 50 cents. It's twice as much. If you go out and do 20 trips a day, that's an extra 20 bucks. Or an extra $10.
Right. Well,
you're already getting 50 cents. So it's an extra $10. You know, over a month, $10 is $300. Okay, if you work 30 days a month.
I got news for you, pal. I was talking to one guy driving a wheelchair van at JFK. And I was asking, I said, well, how's the wheelchair van working? And he goes, yeah, it's okay. It's a, you know, I drive for a fleet, so, you know, it needs a little repair, but it's okay. It's all right. I get a good deal. I said, well, how do you get that 50 cents per trip? I mean, how does the fleet give you back that 50 cents per trip? He goes, what?
Well, the TLC is supposed to put it into a bank account, and you have to go and you have to apply for it. You know, you have to apply for it, okay? And I believe the instructions are on the TLC website, and we do have a link on NYC Taxi News to get you there, okay?
Oh, that's good, because he gave me a look, and apparently what happened was whoever was giving in the cab did exactly pass along that little bit of information, so whoever was giving in the cab was putting that little 50 cents chip that's supposed to go to the driver into his pocket or her pocket. So that was, by the way, what is this deal when I get accessorized non-wheelchair call? Do you have to apply for an account to get that money, or does it go straight into
this? This I can't answer. I don't know. Okay.
We'll have it for next week, folks, because I was in the yellow cab.
Right.
My yellow cab I was driving on the weekend, and the accessorize calls were popping, and the e-hill calls were starting to happen. I really don't know how to get this money, because there was nothing happening, because I was driving another system, shall we say, and there was zero or almost zero calls coming in from that system. Mm. Now I'm driving the Verifone system, and it's very good. And I got to tell you, it's a pronounced difference from the activity I'm seeing. So I don't know what happened with the other system. The other system people are friends of ours, so I hope they straighten it out. But I'm driving the Verifone system now. It's fantastic. It's exactly what we need to do. And they have e-hills coming out, and some of the e-hills, the great thing about some of these e-hills and the accessorize calls, they tell you where the job is going. So they'll tell you where the job is being picked up, and they'll tell you where the job is going. But like I said, my homework assignment with the Mike and Abe show, this I'm going to do because I'm greedy and I want that money. I'm going to go to Verifone, tell them it's a great system, and I'm going to say, listen, how do I get that money? Do I have to start an account? It might be starting an account with the owner or something like that. I'll figure it all out for next week's show, because especially with the handicap and the wheelchair stuff, these guys have been whining about, no, there's no money in the wheelchair, there's no money. Now there's some money coming in for the wheelchair cabs, and they don't say nothing. which is the way the cab driver brain works. If it's bad, they'll squeal like a stuck pig. But if something good is happening, the silence is deafening because they want to hold all the money for themselves. That's my opinion. Mm-hmm. So, you know, unfortunately, it's been that way for about 80 years, where if something is bad, they'll scream and yell. Something is good, they won't tell you nothing. So it's up to good old Mike and Abe to go run down the road and figure out what the hell is going on. But that's good news, Abe. Very good. Very good reporting. So May 18th, they pumped up the money a little more, incentivizing this. Oh, and by the way, jumping back, you really got to tell this again, this door sticker story. Last thing on the wheelchair van. No, wait. Last thing on the wheelchair van, they put this huge wheelchair logo in the front hood of the wheelchair vans, where you really don't need it that big. I mean, what people are telling me sometimes, they don't think it's a regular cab. So they're not hailing the wheelchair cab for regular jobs because they see a huge wheelchair logo in the center of the hood. And some drivers apparently are losing work because of that stupid logo dead center in the hood of the cab. I mean, we have it on the side. You can make a small logo. You don't have to have this huge bullseye wheelchair logo in the center of the cab because cabbies apparently are losing fares because of the stupid logo. Now, speaking of stupidity at the TLC, this is like a fine wine. You just don't throw it down. You have to smell the bouquet. You have to rinse it around. It's vintage fine wine of taxi commission bullshit that my good pal and associate, Mr. Abe, will now put on your plate for you to peruse over. Go ahead.
Well, you're talking about the rates on the shirt, right?
No, the rates on the door.
Well, the rates should be on the door, but since they won't put them on the door, and I did file a petition, okay, and it was refused.
Tell them that story. Tell them before you jump into the whole shirt thing. Tell them the story from the top. They don't know. They don't know.
Okay. Well, a good friend of NYC Taxi News. He's a lawyer. His name is Gabriel Salem. Okay. I didn't know last week, but I'm going to say it this week. Okay. Mm-hmm. And he helped write a petition. Okay, to put the rates back on the doors where they belong and had been for 75 years until our friends at the Taxi Commission, David Yaski and that other guy, Chabra is his name, right?
Yeah.
Decided that they weren't necessary to be there, and Chabra went to work for Uber, and Yaski went to work for Lyft. Okay? All right, so
that's why
they say if it smells fishy, it is fishy, okay, right. Okay, and this was brought up in the petition, okay, Ms. Joshi, you know, did not see any reason, you know, being trying to be funny here, but she did not see any reason, you know, because you call her Nosy, right?
Chairperson Nosy, that's what I call her.
Right. But Ms. Joshi, I don't like calling people names, you know, she is a human being, and she is trying to do a good job, whether she is or not. Okay, that's the basic.
Well, let me tell you something. She's getting away cheap with Nosy, considering some of the other things I call her. So okay. just for the record.
All right. but she refused the petition, you know, based on the fact that they were going to be experimenting with these meters, somewhere in this in outer space meters, I don't know what they are, you know, right? You know, there's nothing wrong with the meter we have in the cab, right?
There's nothing wrong with the meters. People love the meters.
And I received two letters. One when she refused it. The letter came from the legal department of the TLC, you know, telling me that she refused it, you know, thanking me for my petition, but she saw no need for it. But by law, they have to present it to all the other commissioners in case any one of them want to take it up. And then I received a second letter saying that none of them wanted to take it up. Okay.
Well,
but hold on.
The commissioners didn't want to take it up.
Yeah. Okay. But we're not giving up. Okay.
Good.
You know, I mean, you know, knock me to the floor, get me up, and I'll keep fighting. Okay?
That's the way to do it. Brooklyn. All right? Brooklyn in the house.
Yeah, I grew up in Brooklyn, okay? East Flatbush. Mm-hmm. Okay, there were a lot of crazy people at East Flappers, Mike. All right,
just a few, yeah.
Yeah, they're still there, but that's who, you know. I mean, a lot of them are down here now. Okay, in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
All right, but we do have rates on the shirt, Mike. Tell them about your shirt. Okay,
The shirt is outstanding, and the shirt is it gives me tears of joy and frustration because I wear this shirt. It's so simple. In fact, the weather is getting warmer. I mean, that's one little caveat I wanted to tell the folks about Abe, is you were selling T-shirts when there's 3 feet of snow on the ground in New York. So that wasn't really working too well. But now, the spring is here. The T-shirts, Abe, you have available on our website. They do, in fact, have the legal taxi rates on the door. It's going to be interesting to see if I get thrown in jail at the airport for wearing taxi rates.
Right. Like the First Amendment, there's nothing. Whatever. There's no law against what you wear on your shirt.
I'm going to wear it to the demonstration. I'll tell you that much. And I'll tell you another thing with these with these rates. I about 1,000 years ago, I submitted an application myself. In fact, it's on the. Hey, have you still got the thing I did, that rate structure for the taxi commission on our website? Right. It's on the message board.
Yeah, it's somewhere. Let me see if I can find it. Keep talking. I'll look for it. Okay.
All right. Well, I agonized over a taxi cab rate of fare that could have been implemented 2 years ago that would have helped the yellow cab drivers, helped the taxi owners. 1, 2, 3, no big deal. And I sent it in. I officially sent it in and I emailed it, whatever, not to be. But it's still there, and I'm going to bring my fare increase structure down to the demonstration, not to get in the way of our friend Beta B and the Taxi Workers Alliance, who are doing something versus nothing. We have all these people sitting on their ass, not doing anything. At least poor little Beta V gets up there in front of a microphone and starts yelling at the taxi commission. I mean, that at least it's something. So anyway, the fare increase structure that I crafted and created is on the message board at nyctaxinews.com. And also our good friend Abe, you're going to see something flashing by the cover page of nyctaxinews.com. Which also is a T-shirt, just in time for summer, that has the actual yellow cab rates on the front of the T-shirt. So now that, the other thing with these taxi cab rates, it hit me like a walrus tail at the city zoo out of the blue, just bah! I'm saying to myself, they took off the rates, the Yasky and Yabba Dabba Dupa, whatever the guy, the dope's name is, who left the TLC. To work for Uber, the policy guy, and now they're both basically went straight to work for competitors, and they took the rates up and put a T, the letter T, an artsy fartsy round letter T on the side door for yellow cabs and green cabs, which is stupid. All right, I mean you don't have to, people say how much is the fare? Oh, it's the letter T. What? So we have to put the rates back on the side door. And the taxi commission, I was jumping in there to tell you something. They said, and the other commissioner said no. Well, the chairperson said no, and the other commissioner, listen, I want these other commissioners in writing to tell you, me, your friend, the lawyer, and the riding public that they think putting the rates on the side of yellow cab doors is a bad idea. I want that in writing. So this way I can follow them through the rest of their career, either the TLC or whatever they're going to do. And I think what it is, it sounds like the invisible hand of bullshit trying to prevent us from maximizing our business. I mean, again, once it's unfair competitive advantage, because we don't have surge prices. We have a steady fixed rate on the side of our door, okay? So that's what we want back, and that's what the riding public want back. And this thing in the back of cab with the TV, they take surveys all the time on that little dopey TV in the back of cabs. Put this on the TV. Do you want yellow cab rates on the side of yellow cab doors? Yes or no? I'm guessing it will be like 99.99999% of the people would say yes.
I would think 100% would either have no opinion or say yes. Yeah. I don't think anybody would say no. Okay.
Right. The only person saying no on the TV screen survey would probably be the little kid sitting in the back seat playing with the button. That's who would say no.
Yeah, Mike. I found the thing. I found your structure. Okay.
Oh, you did? Good, good, good. Yeah. Okay, well, save that for the next show because we're running out of time. Yeah. Like I said.
Okay.
But anyway, let's give a quick shout out to our sponsors on the front page if we can.
Oh, okay. That's not a bad idea.
You go ahead. We haven't done that.
I just wanted to say I put some Twitter links on the front page. Did you notice that, Mike?
I didn't notice it yet, but I will.
Okay, well, you can share NYC Taxi News on Twitter, okay? Or you can follow us on Twitter, okay? I put two links on the front page that were long, I should have done that long ago, but, you know.
I know.
Sometimes you can't think of everything, all right? I want to thank the MTBOT for being a very solid sponsor of our website for several years now. Okay, Checker Management. Okay,
right.
And you, and guys, you should work for these people. Okay, and WB Taxi. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and Tony Tax. Okay, he just got through tax time, and he got plenty of customers from our website. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and who else we got here? We have Peter Joseph. He's our bankruptcy attorney. Okay.
Right.
Hopefully you don't need him, but if you do, he's here. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Beautiful. We hate to see anybody get kicked under the bus, you know, and have to file bankruptcy. All right. You call Peter Joseph. Okay. Now all their numbers and all their ads are here, and if you click on the ads, you go to their websites. Okay. And if you want to advertise at NYC Taxi News, our rates are very reasonable. Okay, you could
very reasonable. Embarrassingly reasonable, yes.
Right. You could either talk to Mike. Okay, he's our ad guy. All right.
East Coast Regional Director, yes.
Right, you could send us an email at nyctaxinews AOL.com or even gmail.com. We have that. Okay, NYC Taxi News. Okay. Mm-hmm. Or you could phone 516-447-0953. I'll say it again, 516-447-0953, and leave us a message. Okay, this is not a number that I'm going to answer, but I'm going to get your message and call you back. Okay.
All right. Now listen, also for the old school, we also still have an AOL account. So what's the AOL account?
Yeah. Oh, it's nyctaxinews@aol.com.
Perfect. NYCTaxiNews@AOL.com. All that stuff. Now, what's the Twitter account? You have a Twitter account up and running now.
Yeah, I have a Twitter account. It's NYC Taxi News. Hashtag, I guess. I don't know. You know, I never run the. I find it hard to understand exactly the way Twitter works. Okay, but I do post all the news stories that I put on the website. I do retweet them. Okay, and Mike, one story this week I want to talk about. Okay, it's been on my mind the whole show. Did you see the video of this taxi driver that was beat up by what we believe is an Uber driver?
I haven't seen it yet because I didn't want to get ticked off, because I know I'm going to get very upset if I see something like this.
Well, you must watch this video. Okay, it's there's a link on the message board for it. Okay, and there's a link on Twitter for it. Okay. And it was first circulated to me by Nancy from the Green Taxis. Okay.
Right.
So somebody took a video of this, but apparently, you know, we don't know the whole story. Okay. But here's this guy walks over to this taxi cab driver, opens his door, and literally beats him half to death. The guy had to go to the hospital. He had to have surgery. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, this wasn't just a punch in the nose goodbye. It was like Muhammad Ali in his prime, you know, beating the crap out of somebody defenseless. Okay.
All right.
And at the end of the video, he slams the taxi door on the driver's leg. Right.
Oh my God.
And then walks off as if nothing happened. Right. Gets into a car that we believe was an Uber car and drives away. Okay?
Where did this happen?
It happened sometime earlier this week, maybe Tuesday or Wednesday. I don't recall exactly.
But where?
Nobody. It happened in the Bronx, I believe. Okay? There's a lot. Look, I sent this video in to the TLC. I said, you guys got to get this guy and get him off the street. And if he has a TLC license, you know, and you know, there has been a police report filed. Okay, I was able to take that video and capture the medallion number of the taxi. Okay, which was just, I mean, if you watch the video lasts maybe a minute, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And there's only one little spot where the taxi medallion number was visible, and if you blink, you won't see it. But I was able, okay, with modern technology and PaintShop Pro and free screen on my computer, to actually get a picture of that medallion number, okay? And I sent that into the TLC, and they were able to find the driver.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay. That's all needed. That's all they needed. Mm-hmm. And that said, they found out that he was in serious condition in the hospital. He needed surgery on his face. Okay.
Oh my God.
Imagine this. He might have broke his nose. He might have broke his cheek. I mean, you know, Mike, this guy has to go to jail. The guy that beat him up. That's where he belongs. All right.
It's probably he has to go back to jail. Is what it sounds like.
Because
the guy doesn't start fresh like this.
Yeah, right.
Well done. We got a big piece of the puzzle to catch that guy. And I would guess, I mean, you could cross-reference the GPS with the cab driver, either he's starting or if he's on duty, to find out where he dropped, at least get a range, you know.
Yeah, listen, when the car drove off, the one that the assailant drove off in, the license plate is blurry, and somebody tweeted that, you know, there's forensic equipment that could actually see that license plate. Okay.
Right. Oh, sure. Like the CIA.
And most of the video, the assailant had his back to the camera while he was beating the crap out of the taxi driver. Right. But when he turns around and walks away, there's a split second where his face is blurry visible, and they could use that forensic evidence to find him. And I'm insisting that all of this be done. That the NYPD. You know, we don't know exactly how much they're working on this, but they got to find this guy. They got to find this guy, and they got to put him behind bars, because that's where he belongs. Okay?
Well, it would be very interesting to find out if that was his car. And I'll tell you what, would you have a lot of problems with Uber? First of all, there's no numbers on the Uber cars, okay? They're just running willy-nilly. And these. What kind of car was it? Was it a Camry?
It's hard to tell. I mean, you got to watch the video, Mike. You know, maybe you could tell.
Okay, I will watch the video, I'll watch the video. But I mean, right now, the yellow cab has yellow cab numbers all over the cab. The Uber cars have nothing. Let's say this could have been a woman, not the yellow cab. Let's say this could have been a lady driver. I mean, how do we know the guy hasn't done this before all over the city? I mean, maybe this
well, we don't. We don't. We don't know what his background is. Obviously, he's not a nice guy. I mean, you know, if he does this to a taxi driver, who knows what he does to other people? Okay.
Who knows?
Okay.
Who knows?
You know, but you only have to get caught once.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, because this guy should get this guy should get a 35-year sentence.
Well, apparently, there is a law, 10-year long for assaulting a taxi driver. I mean, he could probably get 10 years right off the bat. Hopefully.
Right.
So that's another thing that Beta V did,
where
she catches hell all the time. She went to bat for the cabbies to get the felony thing for assaulting a cab driver on the books. So everybody bashing Beta V, what the F have you done besides whine and cry and do nothing? So I'm not saying she's the end-all... To our problems, but at the same time, she's getting up there, she's making speeches, she's doing some stuff, and all these little leaders out there fronting, they don't do a damn thing, so now we finally have somebody who's doing something, so we should support her, and I don't give a spit what you think, all right? So if you want to start doing something, fine, but in the meantime, she's all we got. That's my opinion. But anyway, I'm going to look at this. I got to get out of here, but we're going to definitely follow up on this next week, because now there's a there's a killer on the road, and he's picking up people. And you know, in fact, this is another Uber thing. Uber has had two serial killers driving their cars. They had the guy in Derek Jeter's hometown who was killing people. Then he'd go back to work. Then he'd kill people. Then he'd go back to work.
How about the guy in Michigan or somewhere out there
He was the guy from there. I think Kalamazoo or something. He would go on, pick people up, go off duty, then shoot people, and go back and forth. So this is the nut who's driving for Uber. They complain about yellow cabs. At least we're going to have freaking serial killers and we're going to pound you to death.
Yeah.
Bullshit. Anyway, I'll see you. I got to go to work, please. Mike, let me go, please.
Go to work, Mike. Have fun. Okay.
Okay, goodbye. See you next week. Bye.
All right, bye, everyone.